In our previous year, we began a discussion about the importance and the halachas of Lav Malka. So one question that many poskim ask is, can one be yotz of Lav Malka with not eating, washing and eating bread? The Bi'ah Gra and the Mishnah Brura and Sifkaton Aleph and the Sharatzin and Sifkaton Beis say you should really eat bread. The Gra L'shitasoi that we discussed in our previous year, that the Gra held that one is supposed to, how important Lav Malka is. However, both Paiskim say that you could be Yotz Lav Malka certainly with a Mezoinus. And one of the rayas, they say, that just like the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Hei, that b'dieved you could be yotz shal shudas with a mezoinus, certainly Lav Malka is no different, and you could be yotz with a mezoinus. And that's why the poskim say that the Sharet Tshuva quotes the Ramah Mepano, that if somebody can't eat bread, he should at least eat a mezoinus. However, even those who have a difficulty eating much and therefore just eat a mezoinus, Ramash Sternbuch in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, Chelik Bey Simon Kuf Samach Vov, says, as the Mechaber says, we shouldn't forget the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yisadr Odom Shulchanoi. So since it says Yisadr Odom Shulchanoi, a person should be careful to set the table nicely, lekovid the Lav Malka. If it's difficult for him to even eat a mezoinus, so again, the poskim say, just like we find the B'dieved, the Shulchan Aruch says, you could be Yotze Shal Shudas with Peiris, so too, you could be Yotze B'dieved Lav Malka with Peiris. The Sharet Tshuva quotes the Shalom that says that if one can't eat at all Matzoy Shabbos, but here we're learning how important Lav Malka is, what he should do is that he should at least prepare Lav Malka for someone who's eating Lav Malka. Like that, he'll have a connection to the Lav Malka. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph, tells us about Rabbi Avua that they would shecht for him every Matzoy Shabbos a calf just to have from Lav Malka, even though he ate a very small amount. From here we see, says the Magen Avraham, that Sudas Lav Malka should not just be leftovers of Shabbos meal. Sudas Lav Malka should have special foods made covered the Lav Malka. There are those that are makbid to eat Lav Malka fish. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Chamin b'motzei Shabbos melugma. Eating something warm on Shabbos is a refuah. And in fact, the Svarim say, the Pasuk says, Haroife l'shvurei leiv u'mechabesh l'atzvoisom. Mechabesh is the Rosh Yateves, chamen b'motzei Shabbos melugma. The Pasuk is telling us, if you have somebody, Haroife l'shvurei leiv, somebody who needs a refuah, what is the mechabesh l'atzvoisom? What is the medicine? Chamin b'matzah shabbos melugma, to eat warm food. And therefore, there's a special inyan to eat something warm, hot, by Lav Malka. I saw if it's absolutely impossible for someone to eat something hot, that he should at least take a hot shower, a hot bath, in order to have Lava Malka. There's a question regarding women. Is there an obligation for women to eat Lava Malka as well? On one hand, one could suggest that women shouldn't be obligated in eating Lava Malka. Lava Malka is clearly a mitzvah sasei shezran groma, and since it's a mitzvah sasei shezran groma, women we know are exempt from all mitzvah sasei shezran groma. There are those that want to say that since we notice we paskin that women are obligated in havdalah, and the reason women are obligated in havdalah is because havdalah and kiddush travel together, and everybody agrees that women are obligated in kiddush. So if they're obligated in kiddush, they're obligated in havdalah, and since they're obligated in havdalah, maybe they're obligated in malka as well. However, the Pesukim can say that's a weak argument, because malka and havdalah don't really travel together. However, the Machzor HaShekel quotes a Truma Sedeshin. He says that the way to look at women regarding Hilchos Shabbos is that as far as Hilchos Shabbos are concerned, as far as all of the aspects of Shabbos are concerned, men and women are the same. So just like men are obligated in Lav Malka, that's part of the Kovet Shabbos, so too women are obligated in Lav Malka. Particularly if, as we're learning now in our shir, that the point of Lav Malka is to nourish the bone from which we will come to Tchias HaMesim. So certainly women also want to come to Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, that's another reason why women should eat Lav Malka. And another reason, as we said in our previous shir, is the point of eating Lav Malka, the point of eating Lav Malka is a skula for women to have good children. It's a skula for women to have easy childbirth, and therefore it's only appropriate that they should eat Lav Malka. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Beis says, "Kishem shetzarach l'chabes shabbos b'nisosoy." Just like we have to honor Shabbos as it comes in with a suda, "Kein tzarach l'chabde b'tziosoy." So too should we do as Shabbos leaves us. "Umitam zes," says the Mishnah Berurah, "nira shetzarach l'agdima." It's appropriate to eat Lav Malka as early as possible, kidei shitei smucha litzias Shabbos. The Sefer Paradesh, in fact, says, "Umitzvah l'alvoisoi, it's appropriate to eat the Lav Malka koydim shiasa melocha v'koydim shilmeid." Before he does any melocha, before he learns, the first thing he should do is eat Lav Malka. Of course, if it's difficult for somebody to eat right after Havdalah, the Paiskim are a little more lenient, and they say that you could wait. There are those, the Yavetz seems to suggest, that right after Havdalah, you should eat something, or at least drink maybe something warm. With that, you'll fulfill the basic obligation of Lav Malka, and then the Suda you could eat later. Till when can one eat Lav Malka? So as we just said, the right thing to do is to eat Lav Malka as close to Shabbos is over. I saw that in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Beis HaLevi, he says that the Brisker Rav would eat Lav Malka right after Matzah Shabbos. The Sefer Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah says the Lav Malka should be eaten at least within the 4 hours after Shabbos. Others say that it could be eaten till Chatzos. The Arizal says that it could be eaten until all of Matzah Shabbos. If one did not eat Mlava Malka at all on Matzah Shabbos, can we still eat Mlava Malka on Sunday? So most Paiskim aren't makel. They say eating Mlava Malka on Sunday is already after the Zman. As we quoted the story from the Gra in the previous year, that the Gra wanted to make sure that it wasn't Sunday morning yet, if he could eat Mlava Malka. From here we see that afterwards, it's already too late to eat Mlava Malka. So as we said earlier, quoting from the Mishnah Berura, one should not really do Melacha until he eats Mlava Malka. And the reason is quite obvious. The whole point of Mlava Malka, as we're learning, is that we should escort the Melech, the Shabbos Malkasa. If, and what does Shabbos Malkasa mean? That one is refraining from doing Avodah, from doing Melacha. If one is already doing Melacha, so then how is he showing that it's still Shabbos by him? The Rizal, quoted here in the Shari Tshuva, Sifkot and Aleph, says that a person does not lose his Neshami Seira until he eats Mlava Malka. And that's why he says one shouldn't work or go on a trip before he eats Mlava Malka, because the Neshami Seira is not connected to Divrei Choyl. There are those that are a little more lenient regarding doing simple malacha, not doing anything heavy work before Mlava Malka. Others say, so the question is, what's considered simple work? I saw from the Divrei Chaim, if somebody shouldn't sit down to write a big piece of Dvar Torah, but if somebody wants to just write a Chiddush, or somebody heard something on Dvar Torah and Shabbos that he wants to commit to writing, and he's concerned that if he waits, he'll forget it, that he's allowed to do. Another pshat that I saw is that you're allowed to do Melacha Matzah Shabbos as long as it is not, you should not do Melacha Matzah Shabbos from which you earn for pay until you eat Mlava Malka. As we said previously, in our previous year, it's very important to say Zmiris by Mlava Malka. Specifically, the Ramah in Simen Reish Tzadik Hei Sif Aleph says, Nogu loymer lahaskel liyo hanovi b'motzei Shabbos l'spalel shiyovoi v'yavesreinu ha-geula. And the reason is because we know the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Erev Shabbos for Yontif, nor on Shabbos for Yontif. So now that Shabbos is over, so it's already time for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. So that's why it's important to mention Eliyahu HaNavi on by Mlava Malka. Another reason I saw why it's important to mention Eliyahu HaNavi by Mlava Malka, as we know that when we recite Havdolah, Matzah Shabbos, so we say a whole list, Hamavd ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisrael L'amim, ben Yom Yishvil L'sheish, Yishmei Amasa. We list a number of differences that exist in the world. The Gemara says that when Eliyahu HaNavi will come, he will separate in Klal Yisrael between those who are kosher, those who are truly members of Klal Yisrael, and those who are not. So Eliyahu Navi's work is very similar to what we mention by the Havdalah, and that's why it's appropriate that Eliyahu Navi should be mentioned by Mlava Malka. It's particularly important, the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Tzadik Hei, to say the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a whole Ribbono Shel Olam that's listed in the Sidurim that said Matzah Shabbos. It's actually based on Yerushalmi in Masechta Brachos, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis. And it's very important to mention it, to say that tefillah, says the Mishnah Berurah, on Motzei Shabbos. It's interesting to note that in that tefillah, there is a whole long list of Shari Oyru, Shari Bracha, going through the alabes, all the different Sha'arim, a bracha of good things that exist in Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us into these Sha'arim as we begin this week. So there's a story that the Baal Shem Tov was once sitting with his Talmidim, and they were presumably sitting at a Mav Malka, and the Baal Shem asked his Talmidim, from all the Sha'arim that are mentioned in that long list, which shah do you think is the most important shah? And every Talmud stated a different opinion. The Baal Shem said, I'm going to tell you what my daughter said, and what she said is correct. One of the shaharim for the letter Samach is Shari Shiyat Deshmaya. The most important shah, the most important bracha, said the Baal Shem, that a person can have in this world is Shiyat Deshmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu should take a help that we should always have siyata d'shmaya.